This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There was a fatal Yom Kippur shooting today near a synagogue in the eastern German city of Halle. Two people were killed. Police say the assailants fled in a car, but that one person was later arrested. A witness is quoted as saying one of the attackers tried to force his way into the synagogue, and that as many as 80 people were inside. The case has been turned over to federal prosecutors who handle cases of suspected terrorism in Germany. No word on today's victims. Turkey has begun its long-anticipated cross-border assault in northeast Syria, apparently intent on wiping out Kurdish forces it sees as terrorists. The same Kurdish fighters were viewed as largely responsible for the elimination of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate. Turkish airstrikes have reportedly been hitting a Syrian border town. Ankara's move follows by just days U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement that American troops were pulling out of northern Syria. European Union President Jean-Claude Juncker today was quick to call on Turkey to abandon its military action.
I call on Turkey, as well on the other actors, to act with restraint and to stop operations already, as we are speaking, underway. This military action is not leading to good results.
Ecuador's President Lenin Moreno has moved his government temporarily to the southern city of Guayaquil, forced by violent protests out of the capital, Quito. Moreno ordered an overnight curfew after demonstrators stormed a government building in Quito on Tuesday, and police used tear gas to chase them off. Indigenous groups are leading the protests, calling on Moreno to reverse an austerity policy, which they say will deepen inequality in the country. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News.